Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. In the 1960s, Herbie Hancock seemed to be everywhere on the jazz scene, recording both as a leader and a sideman for the Blue Note label and holding down the piano chair in Miles Davis's groundbreaking quintet. By the time he turned 30 at the end of the decade, embarking in new musical directions, he had already created a classic jazz legacy, and we'll revisit that legacy in the next hour. It's Maiden Voyage, Herbie Hancock in the 1960s, coming up next on Nightlights. Thank you. Pianist Herbie Hancock performing his composition Riot with Thad Jones on flugelhorn, Jerry Dodgian on alto flute, Peter Phillips on bass trombone, Ron Carter on bass, and Mickey Roker on drums. Recorded in March of 1968 and released on Hancock's Blue Note album, Speak Like a Child. Riot originally recorded by Hancock's band boss in the mid-1960s, Miles Davis, Hancock giving the piece that title because of what he called its element of turmoil. Try to imagine the 1960s jazz scene without Herbie Hancock, the pianist who anchored the rhythm section for Miles Davis's dynamic quintet, the composer who wrote Maiden Voyage and several other jazz standards, the leader who made impressive exploratory albums such as Inventions and Dimensions and The Prisoner, the sideman who seemed to be everywhere, recording with numerous Blue Note Records label stalwarts such as Grant Green, Lee Morgan, Jackie McLean, and many others. Hancock's sound, described by writer Len Lyons, is a very improvisational modern jazz, typified by superimposing rich keyboard harmony over modal patterns, became a defining aspect of many of the era's greatest jazz recordings. Hancock was born April 12, 1940 in Chicago and made his first forays into piano with classical music, performing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at the age of 11. Interested in electronics from an early age, he started college as an engineering student but eventually switched his major to music. After graduating, he lived with his parents and took whatever jazz gigs he could find while working as a mailman, until a call from jazz legend Coleman Hawkins started a series of events that eventually led to the piano chair and hard bop trumpeter Donald Byrd's band. In 1962, he made his recording debut as a leader for Blue Note. Originally, he was supposed to provide three originals and do three standards, but after Blue Note producer Alfred Lion heard Hancock's originals, he said, "Bring me three more of those instead." Armed with a lineup that featured tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon and trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, Hancock's album Taken Off received a favorable reception, but there was one tune in particular that really helped the young composer make his mark. In 1965, he told Downbeat writer Don Heckman, "I remembered when I was in Chicago and the Watermelon Man used to go through the alley and he had a little song, Wati Mi Lo. There were cobblestone alleys and the first idea I got was to try to make some kind of rhythmic sound like a soulful wagon going over the cobblestones with the horse's hooves and everything. For the melody, I started thinking, suppose somebody were calling the Watermelon Man, what would they say? They'd say, hey, Watermelon Man. So I tried to write a melody that sounded like that." Percussionist Mongo Santa Maria fell in love with the song and made his own hit recording of it. Here's the original, Herbie Hancock and Watermelon Man on Nightlights. We'll be right back. Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man, with Dexter Gordon on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums, from Hancock's 1962 Blue Note album, Taken Off. Though Taken Off and the success of Watermelon Man launched Hancock's star as a leader, he continued to work frequently as a sideman throughout the 1960s, appearing on numerous dates for Blue Note and other labels as well. It's easier, perhaps, to find artists on Blue Note from this time with whom Hancock didn't record. He seemed to be able to adapt to any musician's style and vision, even as his own voice continued to evolve. We'll hear him now, trumpeter Lee Morgan on a 1965 Blue Note date. Lee Morgan and Herbie Hancock with Ciora on Nightlights. trumpeter Lee Morgan in his composition Ciora, featuring Herbie Hancock on piano and Hank Mobley on tenor sax from Morgan's 1965 Blue Note album Cornbread. It was his association with another trumpeter that helped raise Hancock's artistic profile even higher in the mid-1960s. In 1963, Miles Davis was several years removed from the triumph of Kind of Blue, still looking for a new musical alchemy to cohere as he experimented with different lineups. Donald Byrd had introduced Davis to Hancock a year or so before, and Hancock began to hear rumors that Davis might want to bring him into his band. Eventually, the legendary trumpeter summoned Hancock through a brief phone call to a practice session in the basement of his house, where Hancock found himself playing with teen prodigy drummer Tony Williams, bassist Ron Carter, and saxophonist George Coleman. Davis himself popped in only briefly for 3 days running, then told the musicians at the end of the third day to come to the recording studio the following Tuesday. Hancock, confused, asked Miles if he had been hired. "You're making the record, aren't you?" Davis gruffly replied. Hancock learned later that Miles had been listening to the musicians practice without him through an intercom on the third floor of his house. Working in Davis's so-called second great quintet, allied with other young masters such as saxophonist Wayne Shorter, Hancock found new musical vistas opening up at a rapid pace, aided by the trumpeter's approach to the compositions that his band members brought to him. "He'd take the inherent structure and leave us room to breathe and create something fresh every night," Hancock told writer Lynn Lyons. "That's why it was always fun to play with Miles." Here's Miles Davis performing Hancock's composition, The Sorcerer, on Nightlights. Thank you. Miles Davis performing Herbie Hancock's composition The Sorcerer, with Hancock on piano, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums, from the 1967 album Sorcerer. You can hear many previous programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Maiden Voyage, Herbie Hancock in the 1960s, on Nightlights. I'm featuring the 1960s recordings of pianist Herbie Hancock on this edition of Nightlights. This early period in Hancock's career yielded several compositions that would become jazz standards, including one that would resurface in the early 1990s as the primary sample for the jazz group Us Three. Cantaloupe Island, with its funky ostinato-powered groove and simmering Freddie Hubbard trumpet lines, captured a cool mod jazz mid-60s vibe. Here's Herbie Hancock and Cantaloupe Island on Nightlights. Cantaloupe Island, featuring pianist and composer Herbie Hancock, along with trumpeter Freddie Hubbard and Hancock's Miles Davis bandmates bassist Ron Carter and drummer Tony Williams, from the Blue Note album Empyrean Isle. The song that Hancock considered perhaps his best started out on an airplane napkin, a rhythm that he heard in his head and jotted down while the Miles Davis Quintet was flying out to California to make the record that would become ESP. Hancock lost the napkin, but unconsciously rediscovered the rhythm while playing on the ESP track 81. He wanted to use it for a TV commercial he'd been commissioned to write for a Yardley men's cologne. "I was originally trying to create a different rhythmic framework," Hancock said. "We usually have accents that are on beats 2 and 4. I wanted accents that were strong and different, but not like R&B. He gave the song a spiraling structure, making the first two chords the last two chords as well. The ad agency gave the music more of a tango feel, but Hancock recorded it himself and gave it a title that came from his sister Jean, who said, "That song sounds like a voyage, a maiden voyage," Herbie Hancock's maiden voyage on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Herbie Hancock's maiden voyage from the 1965 Blue Note album of the same name, with George Coleman on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums, a song that began as a TV jingle. The following year would find Hancock recording music for a movie soundtrack, Michelangelo Antonioni's Blow Up, a kind of mod noir film about a fashion photographer in swinging London. Hancock also stayed busy as a sideman and leader, continuing to work in the Miles Davis Quintet and making records for Blue Note. For his 1968 album Speak Like a Child, Hancock reworked two pieces he'd already written for Davis's group, emulated a stripped-down Gil Evans sound using a flugelhorn, bass trombone, and alto flute, and expressed a desire to make the record more about sounds than chords. He also recorded an alternate take of one song that almost amounted to his first solo piano recording. The song, he said, reflects that particular quality of sadness you feel at childhood being gone. Herbie Hancock and Goodbye to Childhood on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Herbie Hancock with a nearly solo piano alternate take of his composition, Goodbye to Childhood, recorded during sessions for his 1968 Blue Note album, Speak Like a Child. Around the time of Speak Like a Child's release, Hancock took a vacation in Brazil and subsequently learned that Miles Davis was using Chick Corea in his place. The second great quintet was in its early stages of dissolving, and Hancock realized that the time was right to strike out on his own. He formed a group as the 1960s drew to a close that would eventually turn into the so-called Mwandishi Sextet that served as a launching pad for Hancock's electric and funk-infused musical adventures of the 1970s. In 1965, he had expressed his wide-ranging exploratory ambitions to downbeat writer Don Heckman, concluding, "I guess I'm still a kid at heart wanting to chase fire engines." Hancock would keep chasing those fire engines for decades to come. Here he is in 1969 doing Tell Me a Bedtime Story on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I close with Herbie Hancock performing his composition Tell Me a Bedtime Story from the 1969 album Fat Albert Rotunda. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is Michael Pascash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.